We had five boxing, Ches Nihil, PWR was boxing for England. And then for the ETS Knights, we had Ollie Knight, Alana Murphy, Ben Rhys-Davies and John Marvin.
It was a good night for Ches, a champion of England now. England titles were lifted in at super heavyweight, a fantastic achievement.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, he was last on, so he was top of the bill. His first England vest, boxing against a really tough kid. He did really well, boxed really well in the first and second round. Didn't have to win the fight and then, sort of cruised home in the last round. That was a bit closer, but yeah, took the bout by all three judges.
And it's great, another England bout, England title coming into the Army boxing team.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. That's our fourth, I think, so far. You know, so, I mean, if you put that into the big picture, you know, how many other clubs have got four England belts? I mean, so, it is really good. It's really good for us, really good exposure. And, we just want to keep winning more.
And it's great to have quite a few of the Army boxers involved in the fight. Knights, Team England for Ches and ETS Knights for the others. How did the others get on?
No, they did really well. And to be fair, at the beginning of the season, I did say to people I wouldn't take belts last minute, but we had a really good opportunity to box for a couple of England belts and stuff. You know, we fell a little bit short on the night maybe, but I think on another night, Lana's bout could have easily have gone the other way. I thought she'd won it. And Ollie Knight, I thought he'd won his bout as well. Definitely won the first and third. Unfortunately, got a warning 10 seconds before the end of the bout, and I thought he'd definitely won. You know, Ben Rhys-Davies stepped up a weight with like 3 days' notice. You know, had to put on 4 or 5 kilos. Really tough kid, probably bout of the night. And then John Marvin boxed, you know, one of the Navy guys, George Crotty, and lost out as well. But it's all experience and it's all early days for us, you know, so... No, it was really good. It was really good. I'm really pleased. I'm really, really proud of all the guys.
Yeah, you mentioned there it was a good experience for them, even though they suffered the defeat. I mean, where do they go from here? What's their next step?
We just keep boxing now. Now, our club show season comes in before Christmas. We get out on a lot of dinner shows. We get out on a lot of club shows. We just got to keep boxing them, getting the experience. And then those little tight bouts, we'll turn those around next time because these are the sort of guys we're going to be boxing in the ABA. So, we're getting bouts in early. We're getting the experience. You know, you're always learning. You know, we never lose. We just learn. So it's good experience for them.
And I imagine with Ches being the England title holder, there's a chance he might have to defend his title before Christmas. So plans for him could change.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really know yet. I mean, the England belt systems is a bit strange in the way that it's all organised at the minute. So, you know, the shows happen and we'll just know whenever there's an opponent ready to challenge him. Yeah, they will get told a couple of weeks' notice, I expect, and then he'll be defending it.